This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to Pierce Kid Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? Okay, so a little change for the podcast. I'm going to start posting an episode every other week from now on. So I've been doing it every Wednesday for just over a year. And before that, it was definitely more inconsistent. But now I'm going to go to it'll be about twice a month. So every other week, that's about it. So same day, still be coming out on Wednesdays, but just every other week from now on. I love doing this podcast. I really do, but it's hard. It's hard with my health. It's hard with just business and everything I have to do, you know, with that. I'm a solo esthetician, and it's a lot of work. I am pretty active on social media too. It's been a lot for a while now. And so I figured this was the time, summertime. It could always change. I mean, you never know what could happen, but that's where we are now. All right, you guys, that's it for news. I kind of wanted to start talking about the stuff that I am finding on social media because I think people are crazy. One of the things I found was somebody was talking about eating carrots so you can change your undertone. So silly, you guys. Now, this is a thing that's been around for a while. When I posted, I told a story about my dad who ate a lot of carrots because he was juicing all the time and he started to turn orange. My dad gets crazy. He has always owned restaurants. The one he owned many years ago when I was a kid was a restaurant that had a bakery in it. So he would do pies all the time, and he ended up developing an allergic reaction to strawberries because he ate so many strawberries. He can eat strawberries now, which is funny, but he went many decades without eating them. Too much of a good thing. I mean, we know that is definitely a thing. Carrots are great for you, but as far as changing your undertone, I mean, no, that's not really. And it's not like it changes it. First of all, you're turning orange. You're not turning some pretty tan color. So it's very confusing to me. She says that she has gotten comments because people think she's spray tan because her hand is all orange, the palm of her hand. I'm like, honey, I don't think they were complimenting you. This is where we are now. People are telling people to eat carrots to change their undertone. I do not recommend that. And we don't tan orange. So it's another reason why it's not a good road to go down. People are now using makeup to create tan lines. What? Because I know growing up, we would pull our straps down. I mean, I've always been bigger in the chest area. So a bandeau bathing suit or strapless or anything was never really something I could wear because they're too big. But we would always pull down our straps or we'd roll our, I never wore string bikinis. I mean, my goodness. But you'd roll them down your bottoms when you were laying down to get the least amount of tan lines. But now we're creating them. I don't know. I was in multiple weddings in my 20s and early 30s. And I would always make sure that I didn't have tan lines for the wedding or, you know, even just going out at night. I didn't want tan lines. Somebody commented that perhaps it's because guys like tan lines. So I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm single because I've never had tan lines. I don't know. I do now if I go out in the sun because now I don't care. I'm not about getting tan anymore. I don't know. I thought that was really interesting. So always message me if you guys have any perspective. I love hearing about that stuff. Then I also posted about Margot Robbie's skincare routine. Somebody had made a video about all the products that she uses and the money that she spends. And it's so silly because first of all, you could read one magazine, the next week a different magazine comes out and it's the celebrity has a different skincare routine. So all of this is just, we really don't know what's going on. Like I said in my video, they have access to things that we don't have access to, or we do have access to, but we don't have access to their wallets to then get access to their treatments. Their job is to look good. The healthier their skin is, the better in condition that it is, the less time they have to spend in the makeup chair. So there's a lot of benefits to taking care of their skin beyond just wanting to care for your skin. They're getting facials and they're getting these expensive treatments. Also like to point out that Margot Robbie is 33 years old. That's what it says on Google. That's a factor too. I mean, goodness gracious. My skin just naturally looked healthier when I was younger because it just was more plump. That's just how it is. Again, I think we need to just not care about celebrities and what they do for their skin because we don't have their skin. We don't have their genetics. That is actually all okay. We just got to learn to love ourselves, I think, a little bit more. All right, guys, we're going to get on with our episode today, which is talking about like red flags in a facial, what to look for that should tell you you need to possibly walk away from your esthetician. Or if you're going to a new one, then this will help you to see if this is going to be a good one for you. So here we go. Okay, so let's talk about red flags. One of the questions I get asked most with new clients when they come into my treatment room is, do you do extractions? For the record, I do. I think they are one of the most important reasons clients should come to a professional. Now, I don't want to say that skipping extractions is a red flag because there are some people who offer relaxing only facials. It's not about anything deeper, and that is definitely okay. Otherwise, I do believe extractions should be done and should not be an upgrade. I don't like to nickel and dime my clients. My clients, when they book an appointment, they know what they're getting. It's very clear in the description, and then they can upgrade then if they want to add their décolleté or if they want to add my treatment thing that I have with ThermoClear. You know, if they want to upgrade, they can do it when they're booking instead of like, oh, well, do you want extractions? Do you want a mask? Whatever. Like, I don't talk about money when we're in the bed if I can avoid it. Sometimes clients bring up stuff and that's okay, but I am about making the client happy. This comes up so often that I thought I should talk about possible other red flags you should watch out for when going to a new esthetician. So first we have, these are in no particular order, just whatever popped into my brain when I was typing. The aggressive esthetician. Unless you're getting an advanced treatment, a facial is supposed to be somewhat relaxing. Extractions are a bit painful, and sometimes there isn't much we can do about it. I mean, I fully prep the skin. I do everything I can. You really shouldn't be left in tears, and you shouldn't be afraid to say something. Whenever I start extractions, I always say to my clients, this is definitely new clients, because once clients have come to me, they know the deal. So I say, I'm usually pretty gentle, but if it's ever too much, please let me know. This gives my clients permission, which, yes, sometimes we need when we are uncomfortable. When someone says to me, hey, let me know if this, da-da-da-da, whatever it is, I automatically feel comfortable and don't feel weird if I say this is too much. So my clients know that they can say stop. I'm not sure anybody ever has before, to be honest. Throughout extractions, especially on teens or acne clients, you know, ones that I might be spending a little bit more time on, I will ask if they are doing okay. We can see your face. We know if something is too much. Don't let someone scar your face because honestly, we know you can do that all on your own. You don't need our help. Talk to your esthetician. And this goes into my very next one, communication. I think this is huge. If you can't talk to your esthetician or you don't think they are communicating well, say something or walk away. You're paying money for a service and it should absolutely be okay to ask questions or whatever else you might need. Communication should not end with the service. My clients all have free rein to text or email me anytime. That does not mean I am available 24/7. That means they are able to text me and I will get back to them when I can. Sometimes that is immediately. Sometimes that's in a couple hours. Sometimes that's the next day. Okay, like if you text me at 9 o'clock at night, I'm probably going to respond the next day. But I do get back to people pretty quickly. Now, if it's something where it's going to take a little bit more work for me, then I might text them and say, let me get back to you tomorrow. Okay, but I really let them know that this is available to them because listen, things come up and people have questions. I want to help. Communication can be important for so many different reasons. If I'm going to apply an enzyme on my client, I will let them know how it might feel for them. And then I will always ask them how it feels once it's on. We were taught for so long that if it burns, it's working. We know that isn't true anymore. And if that feeling is not appropriate for the client, we need to know. So you have to be comfortable with communicating with the client More importantly, you have to be with an esthetician who will also communicate with you. Okay, so the next one, distracted esthetician. This one's a hard one. I've mentioned my health and sometimes I have to call out because my mind is not completely there. I might be able to push through physically sometimes, but mentally I can feel a bit out of it. That is not fair to my clients and it's not respectful of their money and time they're spending with me. Our focus should be on our client, not the next client or whether or not our coworkers are getting lunch or whatever might come up. Most of my clients are pretty chatty, but sometimes I will have to interrupt them so I can think about what I'm doing next. My focus is on their treatment first. If I need to choose an enzyme for a client, often it's going to be a different enzyme than maybe what I used last time. I have to think about what enzymes I have, what I think their skin needs at the time. And so I need a moment. And so I will have my client stop talking so I can think about it. Because the main reason they're there is their skin, not the conversation we're having. I mean, maybe it could be both, but they're paying for the service. So that's my number one focus. I'm going to figure out what I'm doing with their treatment first, and then we can continue our conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The next one, leave the room, esthetician. I do not leave my clients alone in my room. Every once in a while, I might have to step out to change the water, but that is very rare. If that happens, I am gone for maybe 30 seconds. The sink, luckily, is just around the corner. Clients are laying on a table, possibly naked, but definitely vulnerable, and it would not feel good to not know when someone is coming back. So this actually happened to me once. I got a facial. It was probably 25 years ago, you guys. I mean, it might even be before that. I'm 45 now, so it might have been even before I was 20. But I can tell you, I remember this like it was yesterday. I may not remember the year that it happened, but I remember how it went down because quite honestly, I was a little bit traumatized. I got a facial and I was left with my mask on for 45 minutes. I am not exaggerating. 45 minutes, I laid there with the mask on. This was not the type of mask that needed to be on for 45 minutes. So she left the room, was like, okay, I'll be back. I absolutely hated it. I felt trapped and I didn't know what to do. I'm an introvert and can be shy, but I'm pretty good about standing up for myself, even back then. But I was naked and had a mask on and wasn't sure what I was going to walk into if I left the room. And honestly, I kept thinking, any minute she will be back. I have never forgotten this, obviously. And I knew I would never do that to a client, although that part should be obvious, but clearly not. But I got to tell you, that feeling is, I felt really trapped. I felt like I couldn't do anything. I didn't know what to do. And I just waited. And this was back before I could just turn on my phone and listen to something to distract myself. We had cell phones at this time, but not the cell phones we have today. I probably had a flip phone that, you know, called people. So it was really yucky feeling. I've just never forgotten that. Knew I would never do that to a client. A good esthetician will tell you if they expect any changes with your skin after the facial. Breakouts, scabbing, redness, etc. There should not be any surprises. Things can happen though, so never say never. If I think my client will get some purging or when I think a pimple will be ready to come out, so that client has warning and more importantly, knows how to handle it if it does happen. When we're working on your skin, we should know. If that skin is going to purge, we know, is that pimple almost ready? You can't get it today because I don't force anything. Like I said, I properly and really do a good job of prepping the skin. So if it's not coming out with my extractions, it's not ready and I'm not going to force it. So I'm going to tell that client, hey, you know that pimple on your chin? That might come out in the next day or two. So watch that and then make sure you clean it, you know, whatever the instructions are. But I'm going to tell them what to do. So first of all, they know what's going to happen and they're not thinking that I left something behind or a new thing popped up or whatever might be in their head. They already have the information. Remember, knowledge is power. And I think it is so important to let your clients know what's going to happen after the facial, if something's going to happen. Sometimes nothing happens. And that's okay too, by the way. If I'm going to do anything extra or strong with the client, I make sure they don't have any event coming up or if they will be in the sun, depending on what I'm going to do. I always find out, are you going to be in a wedding on Saturday? Well, yeah, okay. Whatever day it is, it's Tuesday. I work Tuesdays. And let's just say I want to do something a little strong, but she has a wedding on Saturday and not totally sure that her skin will be okay. Great. Now I have that information of a wedding. I'm not going to do this treatment because I don't want to take a chance that her skin won't be ready for Saturday. As a client, make sure you're talking to your esthetician. As an esthetician, you got to make sure you're talking with your client. You have to know what's going on in their life. If they have a beach vacation and you want to do some kind of peel, I don't care if this is in December. If you're going to do a peel and the client is going away to some hot beach to get away from the cold, you got to have that information. So like I always say, knowledge is power. A facial is for the client. And I think as estheticians, we have to make sure that you are comfortable and prepared. I think that is definitely a big part of our job. I don't like surprises, and I'm sure clients don't like surprises. If there's anything you took from this podcast, don't ever leave an esthetician. Don't ever leave your client in the room for 45 minutes. So traumatized. I still get that trapped feeling when I think about it. Oh my gosh. Anyways, okay. So those are the red flags. Hopefully that helps you kind of figure out what kind of facial you should be getting, the kind of communication you should be getting with that facial. Estheticians, if you're listening, hopefully that gives you kind of some insight on my side, why you don't leave a client in your esthetician room, you know, that trapped feeling. I used to do body wraps. You would have to sit for about 45 minutes to an hour. And so I would leave them in the room alone. Now, here are the circumstances. My room was much smaller than it is now. Now I probably, if I was still doing them, I probably wouldn't leave. But the room was much smaller. They knew that they were going to be laying there, said they were prepared to, you know, they would bring a magazine, a book. Most people just wanted to like sleep for, you know, whatever time. But they had their phone and I had my phone and they were able to, if they ever felt like, okay, I can't do this or come back, I don't want to be, whatever it is, they were able to reach me. Not one person ever did, but they had that knowing that they weren't going to be trapped in there. They had the ability to contact me. So if for some reason you need to leave the room, give your clients that option. Because like I said, it's a very vulnerable spot for them to be. We never want them to feel uncomfortable in getting the facial because unfortunately, that's the part they're going to remember, not the fact that their skin felt good. They're going to be like, oh, God, but I felt trapped and I was left alone and I didn't like that, you know? It's just like when you get 10 comments on something and there was only one negative one and the rest of the nine comments were positive, you're going to remember that negative comment. The same thing when you're getting a service. You're going to remember the bad parts before you remember the good parts. I wish it wasn't that way though. I really do. Anyways, all right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget every other week from now on. So I hope that you guys are enjoying your summer and we will talk again soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.